tell the story of a young man that you talked to who is really moving up the chart pretty quick.
Yeah, so what I've noticed, you know, I teach in exec ed, executive education at the Kennedy School, both some classes we do for 15s and then for SES, and in both cases also military counterparts. And what I've been noticing the last few years is the beginning, at the particularly the 15 level, of a generation transfer, that we're beginning to see more and more of the 15s, instead of being in their 50s or whatever, being in their high 30s, maybe early 40s, and so forth. However, in this last class I had, and I think I've actually had maybe one or two before in the same situation, there was a 15 who's 31 who was promoted to the 15 grade at the age of 30, which
wow.
is pretty fast. He's a kid at the public building service. He's not a kid, I guess. He's a person at the public building service. Steve Varnum. He said it was okay to use his name. He works at GSA. And so I sat down with him at dinner one night just to sort of talk with him about how do you become a 15 at the age of 30. He does not have a master's degree. He has just an undergrad degree in, I think, information technology management. He worked for a contractor for about 2 or 3 years before that was doing work for GSA, and then he switched over to the federal side. And he's advanced very rapidly. So I asked him, what happened? How'd you do it?
As I read your blog post on Federal Computer Week, and we have that linked up at federalnewsradio.com right now, I thought that Steve Varnum's story was compelling because he applies techniques, and obviously applies them very well, but he applies techniques that are not uncommon in the business world. I wonder why they're not as common in the federal world. Certainly, it sounds to me like Steve Varnum has talents that help him jump that ladder a lot more quickly than some. But I wonder if there is kind of a lack of application of these concepts out there, or what exactly it is that makes somebody like him stand out when he's doing some of the same things that people do in the private sector to advance their careers on a pretty regular basis.
As I listened to his story, I sort of heard one big thing, maybe one and a half things he did, and one important thing that his supervisor does. I think there's actually a message in his story, both for the young person trying to move up the ladder, but also to the supervisor who hopefully wants good performance from young people coming. The thing he did, or one of the things he did to emphasize, was he always looked for opportunities to get to know people and divisions within the organization outside of his own stovepipe,
mm-hmm.
and outside of his own narrow office. And that's where I think probably your comparison to the private sector is a good one, that it really is taken for granted in Fortune 500 companies in a way that it is less so in the government, that if people are going to rise, they need to get experience in a bunch of different areas and need to learn about a bunch of different areas. Now, we do that for the uniformed military people. And more it is happening in other parts of the government. But the government still, I think, is a more stovepipe, have your own narrow specialization and only be in that world kind of environment. And it allows for sort of steady moving up. But I think both in terms of job satisfaction, but also the people are going to move up more rapidly, because once you're in a leadership position, you do need to know people outside of your own stovepipe, are going to be people like Steve who proactively try to do that. So I think it's one thing he did. Second, he was always looking for opportunities to be outside of his comfort zone, to be given responsibilities or assignments that were too hard for him,
mm-hmm.
rather than too easy. He'd rather be in over his head. And so I think those are the two things he did on his end.
Mm-hmm.
He also was very lucky, and unfortunately you can't control this. He had supervisors who didn't feel threatened by him, but who felt that if he looked good, it made them look good.
Yeah.
He was making the organization look good.
That's an interesting difference, too, Steve. That jumped out at me as I read your piece, and that made me think, this is a guy that's working for leaders and not working for managers.
Yeah. I mean, we have, not just in the government, but you definitely see it in the government, a little bit of an age war going on in the government, partly because we have this sort of bathtub phenomenon of a lot of, baby boomers, my generation, who are, in their 50s or 60s, and a lot of new hires with fewer people in between.
Mm-hmm.
And that sort of those gaps tend, I think, to promote misunderstanding and hostility rather than getting along. And you know, there are, I think, too many of the older managers who feel that the successes and achievements of the kids are a threat to them,
mm-hmm.
while in fact the smart attitude to take is they make me look good because they make my organization look good.
And I think the technology and the comfort or lack thereof with it is driving that too, don't you?
Absolutely. You know, Jack Welch, a long time ago when he was CEO of GE, set up at GE, and I'd love to see more of this in the government, what Welch called a reverse mentorship program,
mm-hmm.
where they basically took some of the new hires and they said, okay, new hire, we're going to let you be a mentor of some senior guy who knows how to manage better, who's had more experience, more wisdom, and so forth. Hey, but look, there's something you know a lot better than the senior manager, and that's technology.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to let you be the mentor of the senior guy in terms of how to use technology. That was a so-called reverse mentorship.
Yeah.
And it's a win-win. It gave the kids a great opportunity, and it taught the managers something, the senior managers.
It's an interesting mentality because it dictates that the new person doesn't necessarily have nothing to offer the organization they're
Absolutely.
Coming into.
Absolutely. Very smart psychology.